I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, counting words.
If you wanted to show people the 88,000 most common words in English, how would you do it? Jonathan Harris thought of a sentence, or something that looks like one. He works on interactive art projects. He laid out the words in a straight line from the most frequently used to the least frequently used.
This is all on a website, so you keep clicking to the right to read the words on the screen, or you can look up specific words to see their ranking. There's also a visual trick that displays the words as a graph. The most common are in really big type. The least common are in really small type.
Jonathan Harris is an artist in the field of information visualization. What he created is wordcount.org.
The experience I was trying to create for the user was like an archaeologist sort of sifting through sand, and you never really get a look at the whole language at any one time. You have to really zero in on one specific part and explore there. And in this sense, you can really spend hours just killing time on this and playing around.
You say it's like one very long sentence, but is there anything connecting these words?
That's what's really interesting, and this is the one aspect of word count that people have really gravitated towards, as I've found. Because the data is essentially random, I mean, it's not random, but the fact that a given word is next to another word is only based on how often those words appear in normal English usage. But when you have 88,000 words placed back to back, chances are pretty good that a few of those sequences are going to form some pretty conspiratorial meanings. Every morning I sort of come into work and I check my email, and I have a pile of emails waiting for me from people all around the globe that have found interesting sequences in word count. Some of my favorites are words 992 to 995 are America Insure Oil Opportunity. And then 4304 to 4307 is Microsoft Acquire Salary Tremendous.
I like this one, 5283 to 5285, which is Angel Seeks Supper.
Exactly. And I found that a lot of people, suggest that this be used as a good device for people trying to come up with a name for their band.
How is it determined the frequency of any given word?
The frequency is data that is not generated by me. The frequency data was all coming from this source data that I used, which is the British National Corpus. And that's a collection of written and spoken English words that were collected over a few years, I think back in the mid-1990s, by this group in England. It's a little bit dated. I found one word that people are often surprised does not appear at all in the archive is blog. So clearly the phenomenon of web blogging came up after this data was collected.
So now you describe this basically as an 88,000 word long sentence, starting with the word the most frequently used word in the English language. What's at the other end?
The other end is surprising, and this is a big point of contention for a lot of people that actually find what the last word is. But the last word, surprisingly or not, is conquistador. And if you look through the list and you spend some time with it, you'll find that there are many words much, much further in front of conquistador that, you know, you'd never even heard of. So clearly there seems to be some errata in their data.
So conquistador as in a Spanish conqueror or...
Some other interesting sort of comparative rankings. War is 304 and peace is 1,155. Love beats hate, Coke beats Pepsi, and love beats sex by over 1,000.
And this is according to British usage from a few years ago, right?
That's right. So maybe this has all changed since then. Word count went online about 5 months ago, and almost nobody saw it for about 4 months. And then back at the beginning of July, a friend of mine posted it on his blog, and within about a day or 2 days, the site was getting around 20,000 unique visitors a day, and I was getting emails from all over the world, mainly people taking issue with some of the apparent disparities in the data, how some seemingly obscure words were being placed ahead of seemingly more common ones, but other people that were just sort of touched by how fun it was, and people, you know, found these little comparisons entertaining, like the Coke and Pepsi and the love and the hate and the war and the peace, things like this.
Jonathan Harris talking to us from Fabrica, a creative think tank for young artists where he has a year-long fellowship. It's located near Venice, Italy, and it's where he developed wordcount.org.
And that's all for this week. Our email address is word, voanews.com. And our website is voanews.com/wordmaster. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi.